Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now
this nation. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The lines are open, 869-1330. And I know I've already got one, two, three on hold. But there's one thing I had to get to first, and I'm sure I got the first caller here. All it says on my screen is farting. So that must be a very important topic to be discussing. But so seriously, recently, something has come up, and it's another one of the left's fancy dreams. They're full of those things, and it's the minimum wage. Right now, there's a bill in the Kansas House, and it was introduced by former minority leader. Oh, that has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Former minority leader Jim Ward, calling for an increase in Kansas's minimum wage that could more than double in the next 2 years if Democrats and their liberal Republican friends have their way. Now, Ward calls for the state's minimum wage to increase up to $15 an hour by 2021. And Jim says that he hopes the legislature will vote on it within the next 30 days. So, see, liberals claim that the change would mean increased wages and paychecks and the standard of living for thousands of Kansans and, you know, rainbows and unicorns and all the stuff that would happen to this. But in reality, what would happen? So I wanted to look into this and kind of see what I could find. Ironically, recently Fox News discussed this with two small business owners from Washington State. Certainly not a red state. Here's how that state's $15 minimum wage has affected their business and their employees.
Well, some Democratic lawmakers are trying to push through a bill to hike the federal minimum wage. But one small business owner says in a new op-ed on Fox News titled $15 Minimum Wage is Bad for Business, that things are a little bit different. Heidi and her husband, Karen Mann, own two Subway restaurants in Washington State, and they join us now. Thank you both so much for being with us. So what has been the implication for your two franchises as a result of these hikes?
Well, I'd like to first say thank you for having us. We have two locations. One is in proper King County in Seattle, and the other one is 8 miles away in Kirkland. Our Seattle location, once the wages started going up, we cut 4 employees' jobs. We reduced our business hours. We changed shifts to focus on the busy times, and we raised our prices.
There you have it, folks, right there. We had to cut jobs. We had to raise our prices. We had to cut hours. That's the reality. They have the fancy. They have the dreams. And then they have the reality. The bottom line is, though, advocating for a $15 minimum wage sounds good and may be a great way to pander to a segment of voters. The reality is, in such policies are such a disaster, they invariably result in lost jobs, closed businesses, price increases, and a depressed economy. But hey, it helps get liberals elected, so that's all that matters to some of these people. Catherine, you've been on the hold for a few minutes. Looks like we lost Catherine. Jim, I see you've been on hold for a few minutes. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show. Thanks for calling.
Hello?
Yep, you're on, Jim.
I'm on. This is Jim 35, meaning 1935. I've been paying attention since 1940. Your big theme on your promos is 95% of the dissolution of the family is a big problem. I can give you a dozen, but I'll give you two for you to work on.
All right, fair enough.
Okay. If you have a will and you're a rich guy, like the guy that used to be in the Caldwell building on the east side there, west east of Broadway.
Sure.
He'd go eat the 99-cent breakfast back in the Fourth National Bank days. His first, he left, didn't have any heirs. His first, was $117. First installment on his Kansas inheritance tax.
Hmm.
Anyway, Kansas inheritance tax, when you leave it to nieces and nephews, non-direct heirs, is taxed at 50%.
Oh, well, and, you know, a lot of that income, and thank you for calling, Jim. That's a good point. But, you know, the sad part is a lot of that income is previously taxed as well.
Hold on.
Sure.
I understand that. No, just listen to this. The dissolution of the family is, it used to be, if some kid wasn't making it with his mom and dad or brothers and sisters or the school he was in, he would get farmed out with an uncle or an aunt someplace out of town or out of state or another county. And, you know, that he identified with. Now you don't do that because, you know, there's no money in it and nothing's going to happen. All the money goes to direct descendants.
Yeah, well, and the other half of that money, and thanks for calling, Jim. I appreciate it, and thank you for listening. We appreciate it. You know, the other sad part is the rest of that money, half of it at least, is going to the state. And Kansas, you know, I've said it before. I know we've talked about it on the show before, but how high Kansas is on its taxes. We've got the second highest food sales tax on food in the country. We've got the eighth highest sales tax overall in the country. And yet there's still conversations in Topeka about raising taxes. And at some point they've got to learn. I mean, you know, we all know we learn to live within our means. Why can't the folks in Topeka learn to live within their means? It looks like we did get Catherine back. Catherine, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thanks for sticking with us.
Okay. Hey, just a comment about this green energy. Windmill blades require petroleum-based resins that go into the prepregs, and prepregs form the outer covers of the blades and other composite parts. So if they want to get rid of petroleum, then they need to get rid of windmills.
Wow. So many unintended consequences. Well, maybe they can use parts of the cattle that they're no longer using because we have to kill all the cows, apparently. So maybe we can use cow fat who knows? This thing is so laughable. And, you know, the sad part is, Catherine, I watched Elizabeth Warren. I watched her announcement, and I watched Spartacus. I watched Cory Booker's announcement. And, you know, it seems like every Democrat, first off, they're going to have about 20 of these crackpots running for president, but every single one of them has signed on to this thing. And I know there's a degree of pandering here. They're just trying to make sure that they, you know, lock down the left wing of their party. But they're serious. There are people who are actually seriously pushing this agenda, and this is insanity. I mean, it's just crazy. And that's the sad part, is you've got people like this in positions of power who have control over your tax policy, your national policies that involve real-life stuff that implicates you. Case in point, what we've seen, and Catherine, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Case in point, when we come back after the bottom of the hour break, we're going to be joined by Chuck Weber. Chuck is the executive director of the Kansas Catholic Conference. And I asked him to come on because we've seen so much lately frankly, it's an attack on life. And I couldn't sit back any longer and not address this issue. I'm flat out disgusted with what I've seen and what I fear we're going to see out of the Kansas Supreme Court in any day now. And so I just wanted to make sure that we brought in someone and had a conversation about life and the war on life. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330. KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.